May 2nd and 3rd will be big days in the town of Yantis. On Saturday, May 2nd, the annual Catfish Parade will be taking place at 5 p.m., followed by a fundraising barbecue supper at 6 p.m. that will benefit the Yantis Fire Department. The Yantis Catfish Classic Fishing Tournament will also be happening May 2nd and 3rd. The mayor of Yantis, Jerry E. Miller, and Yantis Fire Chief Wesley Crist were guests on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning. We hear from Mayor Miller as he talked with Enola.
Time for our catfish tournament with the Big Cat Quest Outdoors. It's a Bob Seeley. That's who we started with 11 years ago.
Okay.
It's Ken Freeman Outdoors puts it on, does a good job. We're so proud of him. We've got a lady, Enola, from Dallas, that always brings down a lot of prizes for our raffle ticket for the fire department. And she's had a place with me at Lake Fort Boat Storage for a long time. And she just, I don't know, we just become good friends, and she started bringing things, and it's just got to be more and more and more. She's going to be our grand marshal this year.
Okay.
No one around here knows her, but they have a place on Lake Fork, a trailer down at the Minnebucket. And that's where our tournament is this year. It's at the Minnebucket. This is where we started.
I was going to say, isn't that where you started out 11 years
mm-hmm.
ago?
Going back to where we originally started.
Well, let's set the scene, because I know we've been holding a catfish parade for more than 2 years. Because
yep.
That's the 11 years of that.
That's 11 years.
Mm-hmm. But this is the second year as a fundraiser for the fire department.
Right. This is we have had a raffle with the other tournament. We sponsored the other one with the sportsmen's, and they still have one. Theirs is June the 20th and 21st. But ours, this, we got with Freeman, this is just for the fire department. 100% of this money goes to the fire department. We have the barbecue, the live band, bring your lawn chairs. It's going to be out on school. We have the parade, the barbecue, the raffle tickets with so many prizes. And so many local people around here help too, but a lot of it comes from Dallas. And then we have whatever we have left over in the fishing tournament. So we hope to raise a lot of good money.
And a lot of people will be coming to this fishing
tournament. Yes, we have them from, I think there was 13 or 14 states last year, and I've already got calls. I got a call yesterday from Kentucky. I know there's a couple coming from Kentucky, so it'll be interesting to see how far they come. I know our early entry forms, they come to my mailing address. Our early entry forms have more than doubled from what they were last year. So I'm really excited. And Lake Fork, thank you, Lord, looks so good. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably less than 2 foot now with the water running there right now. It looks like it used to. It's going to be fun.
That's wonderful. Well, Lake Fork has a wonderful name amongst fishermen,
mm-hmm.
and they're just looking for a reason to come over here, and this
That's
is a good
right.
one. And then the way that the city of Yantis has hooked into it and gotten involved, too, is real fun. I like the parade.
I love the parade.
It used to be in July, and it was so
Yeah, it was so hot. Now it's so nice.
So the parade will be what day?
It will be the second. Saturday the 2nd.
Goodness sakes, that's almost
We're time. Going to, I know, we're real close. We're going to organize, as we always do, there at the First Baptist Church there in downtown Yantis.
Okay.
And we'll leave at 5 o'clock prompt. You can get there at 4:30 or you can get whenever you want to, but I'll be over around 4:30. And we'll leave there at 5 o'clock. And I want to invite everybody, our queens.
Any of the local royalty, bring
any,
your...
Anybody that, well, if you've never been in a parade, come to mine. Come to the Yantis one. It's, you'll have a good time.
KSST News.